And welcome back to the End Zone. We're following up our 2017 fantasy football special with our 2017 prediction special. As of this recording, the season kicks off in less than 24 hours. That's right. It is Wednesday, September 6th. This is Kyle coming at you in Bradenton, Florida. You know, and it's all about the Kansas City Chiefs, the eventual Super Bowl champions
what?
This year.
What? Oh.
And that voice you hear is some Raider nerd guy.
I call shenanigans on prediction.
Who is this talking?
It's the Raider nerd, the Raiders. Raiders, baby, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Raider nerd. Yep, that is the Raider nerd, Kevin Reitzel. And the truth is, we are both excited because football is back. We do not have a Sunday without football now for the rest of 2017. I am a happy person, Kevin.
I know, man. Aren't you excited? Yeah, man. You get to see your Chiefs tomorrow night open up against the Super Bowl defending champions.
Yep. As the defending Super Bowl champs always get that Thursday night game for the most part. Usually it's either the Super Bowl champs or one of the two teams that participated in the Super Bowl. But real quick, Kevin, before we get started, I'm going to take care of a little business. This is, of course, the Fandom Podcast Network. You can find us at fpnet.podbean.com. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and also on Google Play if you use an Android device. You can email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at fanpodnetwork. And, of course, visit our Facebook page at Fandom Podcast Network. Kevin, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter and also Instagram at Spartan_Phoenix.
And you can find myself, Kyle, on Twitter at AKyleW or on Instagram at AKyleFandom. Now, Kevin, last week we imparted a lot of fantasy football knowledge onto our listeners. This week, we're going to hit up a little bit of our predictions for the 2017 NFL season.
But before we should probably tell people not to play anyone from Tampa Bay or Miami right now, right?
Yeah, well, we got a couple pieces of news to get into before we make our predictions. Of course, I'm here in Florida. I'm about 40 minutes south of Tampa, so I get a lot of Buccaneers news. And obviously, with Hurricane Irma coming and, you know, everybody in Florida, we're being ready, trying to be safe. They have just completely canceled this game for week one because of how a scheduling fluke worked. Both the Dolphins and Bucks had the same bye week, week 11 this year. So for you fantasy players out there, that means no Dolphins or Bucks this week. Trust me, it's killing me in fantasy because I had Jameis Winston on a couple of teams. But, you know, pay attention, make adjustments to your fantasy lineups. It's going to be interesting for the Bucks and Dolphins because they're going to go old school football the rest of the way. No bye week for them.
Yeah, I had Jay Ajayi on a team too, but yeah, that's gonna suck though. They're gonna play straight Iron Man football all the way through.
So that is going to be interesting and could actually make some impact on how those teams perform this year. Yeah. But the other big news of the week came down yesterday, and that is the NFL arbitrator upheld the 6-game suspension of Ezekiel Elliott. A lot of people were shocked by this, Kevin. They figured it was going to get reduced, if nothing else.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. I'm not a Cowboy fan, but I know that it affected a lot of people for fantasy football. You know what? You got to keep your head on straight in this league, man. You can't do stupid stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand it's a lot of he said, she said, but he's not made great decisions since he's come into the league. He's done a lot of boneheaded things outside of the game. Yeah. Here's the oddball thing, though, Kevin. Because the ruling came so late, they're allowing him to play in week one, and then he will sit out the next 6 games.
That's weird how that is, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I guess I get it a little bit, the Cowboy, but I mean, it's to me, it's no different than a guy getting injured on Thursday before a Sunday game. You got to deal with it. So I am a little surprised by that, but if you got him for fantasy football, you got him for week one. But
I got one little small bit of news, and I don't know – I'm a little behind on it. I don't know if you have an update. My Raiders kicker, Sebastian Janikowski, Raiders asked him to restructure his contract so they can move some money around and keep some players and stuff like that. But he wasn't having it. And from what I heard, there was a deadline of either Friday or Saturday. Otherwise, they're going with someone else. What do you know about this?
This is the first time I'm actually hearing of this, but it doesn't surprise me. Sebastian gets paid a lot of money as a kicker. And here's the thing. The Raiders have – they've already paid out one really big contract this offseason.
Well, and yeah, then, but keep one thing in mind. Derek Carr got his $125 million, of course. But he did a wonderful thing and structured his contract in a way that he's not pulling a chunk of it every single year, and that he wants to keep Mac, he wants to keep Cooper, and he structured his contract so this will be allowed to happen, so they can sign these guys before they hit free agency.
Yeah, but even still, you're going to be dropping a big, pretty penny on Khalil Mack. And what's happening with Khalil right now is he's kind of sitting back waiting for Aaron Donald to see what he's going to get for his contract. And of course, we're talking about Aaron Donald, the Rams, who Kim and Mack are kind of considered the 1 and 1A of best defensive players in the league right now. And Aaron Donald's going to get a really big contract. It's just a matter of when he signs. And that's going to kind of set the market for Khalil Mack. And like you said, you've got Amari Cooper coming up. And the Raiders are going to be a team to beat this year, but they've had a little bit of interesting players, things with player money this offseason, because you had Donald Penn hold out for a good while as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Raiders got to have some interesting salary cap moves, but that's how the NFL keeps its parity. Teams can't stay good really long because of the way the cap works, but you know, it's going to be interesting. So yeah, I'm curious to see how that plays out. I can't imagine Sebastian Janikowski in another uniform.
I know. Well, but he's been kind of on a downward slope the last couple of years. He's missed a lot of key field goals, and he hasn't been as reliable as he has been before.
Well, the game we went to last year, it was missed field goal bonanza between Aguayo and Janikowski.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But so.
Yeah. Let me hold on real quick here. I just want to see if there's any update here. I was on a Bleacher Report here and, says report Janikowski has declined his reworked deal. Raiders are concerned about Sebastian back with his age. He's been slow to bounce back. Josh Lambeau stood out among tryouts. And they've worked three other kickers here. And Janikowski's back continues to give him issues. Sources say he looked awful today. That was Ian Rappaport on September 4th. So we'll see. Anyway, yep. Move along.
Well, let's get into it. Let's talk about predictions for the 2017 NFL season, Kevin. And let's start with the NFC, because we both hold a special place for the AFC, and we'll save that best for last.
Okay.
But
NFC what? Where are we going?
Let's start here locally with me with the NFC South, which might be the second most competitive division in football.
Yeah.
We're talking about an improved Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Carolina Panthers with Cam Newton. You never know what you're going to get from them. The NFC champion Atlanta Falcons, and of course Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. How do you see this shaking out? Because you're in Atlanta too, Kevin, so you get a lot of NFC South coverage your way as well.
Yeah, I'm looking on ESPN here, and I'm going to let you know what they have, and then I'll say what my opinion is. They have the Atlanta Falcons with 11 wins. And they have Carolina at 9, Tampa Bay at 9, New Orleans at 8. And so I don't know. I got a feeling. I don't think the Falcons are going to do as well as they did last year. I really think that the collapse that they had, it's one of those things where I got to be proven wrong, because I don't think that they are a favorite to win the division. I'm not going to give up on Carolina or Tampa Bay, but I do believe the Falcons are the team to beat. So with that said, I am going to say they are going to take that division, but I think 11 wins is too generous. I think they'll go in with maybe 10-6.
Yeah. I think that's realistic. I think I'm with you. I think the Falcons are the team to beat in that division. They by far have the most talent on both sides of the ball. And they've got the most experience. I think 10-6 is a fair number. I think 9-7 could easily win this division because I think these teams are going to beat the heck out of each other all season long. I look at the Carolina Panthers. I'm not sold on Cam Newton being 100% healthy. I really like Christian McCaffrey, but I still don't see too many offensive weapons for them. And their defense is just weird. And the Carolina Panthers as a team are weird. One year they will look like world beaters. Next year they look like they're one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
And then you can never count out a Drew Brees team. But
until they get a defense, I'm not going to. The Carolina defense is good. I think the Tampa Bay is okay. I really see it right now until Tampa Bay proves me wrong. I think Carolina could get like the wild card. So
yeah, no, I could see that. I think it's between Tampa and Carolina for that wild card.
Yeah,
coming. Agree. Out for one of those wild cards. Now we switch over to what everybody calls the glamour division, that being the NFC East, because you've got the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Washington Redskins. This division's a mess, Kevin. What you have here to me is a bunch of, they could be good teams, they could be bad teams, but there's not really any great teams either. Right now, I still, even with the Ezekiel Elliott suspension, I still got to favor the Dallas Cowboys as the favorite to win this division. Dak Prescott is still solid. I don't think last year was a fluke. They have the best offensive line in football, and I think you could put anybody, any running back behind there. Darren McFadden, who I know brings out pain in Raider fan, stays healthy. He can be a nice fill-in for Ezekiel Elliott. My question would be their defense. I look at the Philadelphia Eagles, who I think could be the team that surprises in that division. I think Carson Wentz is a good young quarterback on the rise. I like them getting Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith in the offseason. And they've got solid players all the way around, but I just don't know if they're ready to make that next step yet. The New York Giants, solid defense, kind of up and down quarterback as Eli Manning is hitting his twilight. Great, some good weapons, but Odell Beckham is hurt and their offensive line is terrible. And the Redskins are just a dumpster fire at this point in messes. They can't even get their quarterback situation right.
Yeah. So who you think it's going to be? Dallas?
I think Dallas just is the most steady team of these four teams, but I could easily see, the New York Giants slipping in there too.
Yeah, I'm favoring the New York Giants. So does ESPN, but I think they're being a little generous with 11 wins for the Giants. I don't see that happening. Dallas, they're saying they have 10 wins with Washington at 9 and Philadelphia at 9. I don't think Washington's going to get 9 wins. I don't know if they're a dumpster fire. I just think that they're trying to find their footing. I would give it to Philadelphia Eagles, 9-6 for Philadelphia, maybe 8-8. I see Washington Redskins going under 500, maybe.
Yeah, I see 7-9.
Yeah, that's realistic. But I would give the Giants maybe, I would give them 10 wins as well. In Dallas, it's always, I think it's between those two. You have good points, but there's a gut feeling. I think that the Giants are going to take that division, but I think Dallas might get a playoff spot though. Yeah. I just don't think Dallas, I'm sorry. They got to prove it for me to believe it. They're always coming in. They're always the most, they're like the next to the Patriots are the most hyped team every single year. And yes, they had a great rookie quarterback rookie running back tandem going on there, and they've solidified their positions there, but there's just always, they just don't make it or they lose the first round, and I'm not buying that Dallas hype wagon yet.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. I mean, like I said, it's a weird division, but it can go any number of ways. But when you speak of kind of the humdrum division of the NFC, it's the NFC North.
Why would you say humdrum?
Because outside of watching Aaron Rodgers play quarterback, I have no desire to really watch any of these teams. They're not exciting football teams. I think this is the Green Bay Packers division to have. You have the Detroit Lions with the highest paid player in the NFL now, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, Matthew said, it just goes to show you, if you're a good core, can put up solid numbers as a quarterback and stay healthy, you're going to get paid in this league.
That's what you got to have a good quarterback, man. Yeah. You got to pay it. You got to pay it. And yeah. Stafford's been doing his job.
And then, but I don't even think they're the second best team in the division. I think that's the Minnesota Vikings. They've got some good talent. I think Dalvin Cook is going to be a big rookie running back for them. Their biggest question more than anything is, can they survive Sam Bradford at quarterback, and will Teddy Bridgewater ever be healthy enough to be a good quarterback again?
Right. Right.
And then so of course,
who are you picking?
I got the Packers, and we can't forget the team bringing up the rear, the Chicago Bears. They're going to be, at least fantasy wise, you got Jordan Howard to watch. And the big thing will be is it's not if, but when Trubisky comes in to take over the reins as the quarterback of the
How future. Many wins do you think the Green Bay Packers will have?
I see the Packers at about 9-7, 10-6.
Really? That's kind of low. Huh.
Well, they could go, I could even see 11-5 just because of that, the quality of that division. But the one thing about it is the Vikings are always tough at home. Detroit could be good. Detroit could be bad. It's Detroit. You just don't know. And Chicago's just a bad football team right now.
Well, I have the Packers taking that division as well. I think ESPN's being way generous and giving them 12 wins. I don't see that. I see them at – I would give them 11 maybe, 10 definitely. They have – this is surprising. They have Minnesota at 8 wins. I think that's a little low. I would give them maybe a 9-6. That would be my guess. Detroit 8 wins. Yeah, I can see them going 8-8 or, you know, 7-9. Chicago, they have them at 5 wins. I think that's realistic.
Yeah, that might be high even.
So yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, so we with that, we go on to, I think, one of the more interesting divisions in football, just because of there's such weird teams in this division, and that's the NFC West. Now, I think this is Seattle's division to lose. And after that, you have three teams that have the potential to be interesting, if nothing else. The Arizona Cardinals could be, who I think will finish second in this division, could be a very good football team or a very bad football team. You have David Johnson there, who's a legitimate MVP candidate. The question is Carson Palmer completely calcified yet at this point?
Calcified?
Yeah.
Is he a fossil?
He's got some brittle bones there?
Yeah. So you're thinking Seattle will take the division. How many wins are you going to give them?
I'm going to give Seattle 11 wins just because I think they'll sweep that division.
ESPN is predicting 12, and I'm kind of feeling that 12, maybe yeah. 11. Like you said, it's their division to lose. I think they're the strongest. Arizona, ESPN is giving them 8 wins. I think that's fair, 8-8, because I'm sorry, I don't think Arizona is going to get anywhere with Carson Palmer as their quarterback, as he's not reliable. And I think that, thanks to David Johnson, they're going to be competitive, and their defense. They're giving the Los Angeles Rams 3 wins and the San Francisco 49ers 2 wins. I got to say that seems pretty spot on.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be controversial right now, because here's the thing for me with the Los Angeles Rams. I think Jared Goff has had too much damage done to him by Jeff Fisher. It's going to take Sean McVay at least 2 years to find out if Goff can be salvaged as a quarterback. But there's some talent on that LA Rams team.
You know, okay. You know, I think you're right. And we did see that in preseason. I could see them winning more than 3 games.
Yeah. I could see them as a 5-win team. And I think they're not going to be 500. They're not going to, but I think the 49ers could eke out 4-5 wins this year, because one, Kyle Shanahan is an offensive genius, and there is some good young players on that defense. So if their defense can be good enough to keep them close, Shanahan might be able to pull enough out of that offense to pull out 4 wins.
Okay.
So that's just that. But now, who do you see as your wild card teams coming out of the NFC, Kevin?
I think it's someone out of the – we get 2 wild card spots, right?
Correct.
I think it's someone definitely out of the NFC East. So I'm going to say the Cowboys, and they're going to lose it, or they're going to lose the round after that. Yep. And then I would say maybe either Minnesota or
Carolina.
Yeah, I would say Carolina. Yeah, yeah. I would favor Carolina more than Minnesota, though.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the NFC, whoever finishes second in the NFC East gets a wild card, and I think it's a 3-team race for that final wild card between Minnesota, Carolina, and Tampa Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
So now let's switch things over to the AFC, Kevin, which is of course our conference of extreme interest.
Well, let's save our conference for last.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to start things off with what might be the worst division of football, and that is the AFC South. Now, I look at this division, and I got to say right now, I got to lean towards the Houston Texans winning this division.
Oh, come on. Really? What is with all of this Houston Texans crap, man? They beat the Raiders in the playoffs last year because Derek Carr wasn't there. They've been mediocre. Everyone's been talking them up, and they've been mediocre for years.
Yeah, but I'm just looking at the other teams in this division, Kevin.
Tennessee Titans are going to take this division, man.
I'm not. I think they're going to be in the mix. They're going to be improved, but their offense
what is it? Don't tell me the defense is going to carry this team. What is it about the Houston Texans that make you think they're going to win this?
Okay, well, because I think the Houston Texans are the most talented team in the division with the one big question mark at quarterback. But I personally feel Deshaun Watson, if he gets the shot, could be as effective as Dak Prescott. That kid is a winner.
I say prove it before I go along with that. So you think they're going to take the division?
I think they're going to take the division, but I do agree with you, Tennessee. It's going to be them and Tennessee battling it out.
What about the Colts?
You want to know what I think? I think the Colts are going to be one of the worst teams in the league this year.
It's funny you say that because on ESPN, they have the Colts winning only 4 games.
Because I'm calling it now, Andrew Luck is going to miss at least half of the season.
All right. They also say the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to have 6 wins. They say the Houston Texans are going to have 7 wins. So they disagree with you. And they have Tennessee taking the AFC South. They give them 11 wins. I disagree with the 11 wins. I think it's going to be more of the – I think it's going to be more of like a 9-7 is going to kind of squeak in. But I think the Titans, I think this is their year. That's why I'm worried about the game against the Raiders this weekend. I think they're a more well-rounded team. I think they're a more proven team. I don't think Texans are going to do as well as he did last year, and they're not getting deep into the playoffs if they do. I'm going to give it to the Tennessee Titans.
Here's the thing, and this is my feeling on the Titans. I think Marcus Mariota is a good quarterback, but it seems like everybody has him going to this elite level this year.
I disagree with that. I just think they have a pretty well-rounded team. Their defense seems better. Their offense is pretty – the one thing about their defense is suspect is their corners. Yeah. But I think they got a good pass rush. Their run game is just sick, man. And that Delanie Walker, their tight end, and they got some great young receivers there, man.
Yeah, those young receivers need to have some stuff to prove, but we'll see what happens there. But like I said, I think it's the Texans, but I wouldn't be shocked to see the Tennessee Titans in that mix. I do think the Tennessee Titans do make the playoffs.
Okay.
So let's look at the AFC Patriots.
But can we just say it's the Patriots? They're going to take it. They're going to win it. Who do you think's gonna? Okay, who do you think's gonna come in second? Let's just put it that way.
It's the Miami. It's the Patriots. Then it's the Dolphins, and I do think Jay Cutler's going to have a better season than a lot of people think because I think he has more offensive talent around him since he played at Denver. It's the most.
And plus, he's got Jay Ajayi too. So yeah.
Yeah, and he had his best year ever under Adam Gase when Gase was. So I think The Bills and the Jets, it's the tank on for the number one pick between those two teams.
Okay, so here's I got to tell you what ESPN predicts. ESPN says that Patriots will have 14 wins, which I agree with. I think that's realistic. I could see them going 12 wins and 13 wins, but 14, I'm just going to – until they prove me wrong, I'm just going to roll with that. They have the Dolphins at 8 wins. I personally think they could do a little better than that. Hopefully it's not against the Raiders, although they are predicting that the ESPN is predicting they will lose to the Raiders. They have Buffalo at 5 wins. Guess how many wins they have for the Jets?
1.
0.
Oh, and that's very realistic.
I can see that happening, but it's hard for a team to lose. So I think they'll win at least one, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. So let's roll on to the AFC North. This is an interesting division. I do think it's Pittsburgh's to win. I think Pittsburgh is the class of this division, but you've got a couple of teams that could either be really good or really bad in the Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals, because they're kind of both enigma teams to me.
Yeah, I could see that, definitely.
Because they both have talent, but they both kind of always seem to underachieve.
Okay, so you think the Pittsburgh, obviously?
Yeah.
That's your vote?
But I'm going on record now. I'm making one of my bold predictions. This could be the year if either Cincinnati or Baltimore slips up. We could see the Cleveland Browns not finish last in this division.
That's not bold, because I was going to say a similar thing.
Because I think there's a lot of young, hungry talent on that Browns team finally, and I like what I've seen from DeShone Kizer.
And they are getting the sick amount of draft picks, man. It is crazy. I'm excited about their rookie quarterback, too. Okay, so ESPN has Pittsburgh taking it with 12 wins, Cincinnati Bengals with 10 wins, Baltimore Ravens with 7 wins, and Cleveland Brown with only 2 wins. And I think that's unfair. I think that Cleveland Brown will win more than that. I actually have a feeling that Cleveland Browns, I think they could go, I think they could possibly break 500.
I'm not going that far, but I could easily see 5 or 6 wins. I think they're going to be a team that, as the season goes on, they're going to be one of those teams they always say, this is not a team you want to play at the end of the season.
Well, ESPN has them winning at Jets and Jaguars, but I think they could also win at Bears. I think they could win a couple divisional games. I think they can beat the Chargers. I think they can beat the Colts. I think they can beat the Lions. And possibly either the Texans, Titans, or Vikings, one of those three. So yeah. I think them with 2 wins is unfair. I don't think that's realistic.
Yeah, I agree. So that brings us to Kevin, the AFC West, the best conference in the National Football League.
We agree there, buddy.
So let's get it started.
Maybe the Chargers.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think the Chargers are going to be the worst team in the division this year.
No, I don't think so. Nope.
I mean, we are obviously going to differ on who's going to finish first, but I think we are both realistic enough fans that it's a crapshoot between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Oakland Raiders.
No.
Well, let me put it this way. Until Derek Carr can figure out his Kansas City problems...
You have us there, yes.
You cannot lose to Kansas City twice and expect to win the division.
Okay, so you are expecting the Kansas City Chiefs to win that division, correct?
Correct. And I mean,
how many wins?
I think it's going to take at least 11 wins to win this division.
Okay, you guessed previously. We both said our teams are going to go 12-4.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to come in second?
I think this is going to be something where both the Raiders and the Chiefs could be 12-4 or 11-5 and finish with those records.
ESPN has the Raiders winning with 11 wins. Kansas City coming in at 10 wins, Denver coming at 9, and Los Angeles coming at 7. I think that's pretty good. Obviously, I am favoring my my Raiders, but we do have a problem with winning against your Chiefs lately, so that could come to haunt us. But I definitely see both our teams going into the playoffs, whether one of us takes the division and gets first round bye and the other gets a wild card.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's still some issues on my Raiders defense that makes me worry about that, but I have all the confidence in our offense. So as long as we can score 35 points a game and our defense can do somewhat of a decent job, I think that we can do this. But trying to do 12 and 4 twice in a year, that's tough. I mean, we're not the Patriots. Your team is in the Patriots, so it's going to be interesting.
Well, and I think for my team this year, a couple of things. One, we took a major injury with Spencer Ware getting hurt, but however, I have a lot of confidence in this rookie, Kareem Hunt. He is actually a more complete back than Spencer Ware. He's very good receiving out of the backfield.
Yeah.
And he came in. Andy Reid always seems to find running backs.
Matthew Berry, the fantasy guy, he loves that guy.
Yeah.
He loves him. But I did pick up Charkandrick West in a couple of leagues.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, at least for Kansas City this year. There is a wild card in the Kansas City mix. We have Alex Smith as our starting quarterback. Alex Smith is not going to get you beat, but he's not going to necessarily take over a game and win you games. However, the young gunslinger is on the sidelines.
This the Mahomes guy?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And he had an outstanding preseason. Now, again, it's preseason.
We're not going to see him unless Alex gets hurt, though.
That's what Andy Reid has said. But he said the exact same thing when Donovan McNabb was a rookie, that we weren't going to see Donovan McNabb in his first season. I think Donovan McNabb was starting by game 3.
Yeah.
In Philly. Here's the thing. Andy Reid is, say what you will about him as a head coach, he knows quarterbacks.
Well, ESPN thinks you're going to be losing, Chiefs are going to be losing to at Patriots tomorrow night, at Texans, at Raiders, at Cowboys, at Giants, and at Broncos.
Yeah. So, but here's the other things I have about the AFC West. I think the Broncos are incredibly overrated.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think the offensive players are getting older. Trevor Siemian is Alex Smith 2.0.
Yeah. Okay.
And their defense is banged up, and they've cut a couple of guys on defense, and one TJ Ward, who just signed with the Bucks, with their all pro safety that they cut. They were not Von Miller, the captain of the Broncos, went on record saying that was handled incredibly poorly, and a lot of players are really upset and over how that was handled. And let's not forget, the Broncos have a new coach.
I think 9 wins prediction by ESPN, I think that's fair.
I could see them going 8-8 or 7-9 as well. And I am a little high on the San Diego Chargers in the aspect, if they can keep most of the team healthy, that's a talented football team that just can never stay healthy. That team is cursed.
Yeah, but Phillip Rivers leads the NFL interceptions during the past three seasons, man.
Well, but then again, look who he's been throwing to. He's been literally guys off the street because their receivers have not been able to stay healthy.
Yeah, and so, well, the one good thing is that the Raiders lost a home game to the Monday night. I think it's Monday night or Sunday in Mexico City against the Patriots, but they will gain a home game at Los Angeles Chargers. Yeah,
no, that was already a home game even when it was in San Diego.
Yes.
So, Kevin, we've got our division winners. Who do you have as your AFC wildcard teams?
It's definitely either the Raiders or the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who are basically whoever finishes second in that division.
Yes, definitely. I think one of them is definitely getting in there. Let me see. I think the other one is probably either the Titans or Houston. More realistically, actually, I think it might go to I'm gonna say Cincinnati.
Yeah. I think for me, I agree with you. Whoever finishes second in the AFC West is going to have a, probably a better record than two of the division win, at least the, a better record than the AFC South division winner. I think the Tennessee Titans have a shot at a wild card. I think Cincinnati could have a shot at a wild card. They do have some talent. Can they put together? And I like the Miami Dolphins in that wild card mix too, but I like Tennessee and the AFC West second place finisher to take the two wild cards. So that leads us to who will be our Super Bowl representatives, Kevin. Let's start with the NFC.
Okay.
You go. The NFC is a crapshoot to me. There's not one incredibly standout team in the NFC. But you know what? I look at it. I think if the Seattle Seahawks can get home field advantage through the playoffs, they're going to be awful tough to beat in the playoffs because they are so tough at home. About the only real weak problem I see with them is their offensive line is a mess. But I think in the NFC Championship game, you are probably going to see it be the Atlanta Falcons versus the Seattle Seahawks, with Seattle beating Atlanta and going to the Super Bowl representing the NFC. Who have you got in the NFC? Because you're shaking your head vehemently.
You are so wrong with the Falcons there, dude. They are not going to make it to the NFC Championship game. I'm sorry.
So who do you have?
I have Green Bay Packers and Seattle Seahawks.
No, I think that's right. And who do you have winning the NFC?
I'm going to favor the Seattle Seahawks, especially with the home field advantage point that you made.
Yeah.
I think that I just think the Falcons are going to collapse, man. I don't see them recovering. I really don't. I would be elated if they did, though. I really would. They would prove me wrong, and I would love nothing more for that to happen. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's kind of a curse there right now. I think it is. But I think realistically, I'm kind of favoring the Seattle Seahawks, but I'm not counting out the Packers right now. So I give the edge to Seattle.
As far as the AFC goes, as much as it kills me to say it, it's the Patriots' world until it's proven otherwise. I do think the Patriots end up representing the AFC in the Super Bowl, probably beating either Pittsburgh, Kansas City, or the Raiders. They're just loaded. I mean, this is probably their most loaded team since the year they went undefeated. However, I am going to make a bold prediction. If the Patriots win the Super Bowl, Tom Brady will announce his retirement.
Yeah. There's a gut feeling in me that the Patriots are not going to make it to the Super Bowl. I think that there's two teams that are going to stop them, and that is going to be my Oakland Raiders or the Pittsburgh Steelers. If the Raiders can do what they can do, and also they have to beat the best to be the best. And if the Oakland Raiders could upset the, I think the AFC Championship, preview game is going to be that game in Mexico City, honestly. I'm not just saying that because I'm a Raider fan. I'm looking at the big picture here. I think that the Raiders would have won their playoff game last year if Carr wasn't hurt. And I think they would have gone into, I think it would have gone to the AFC Championship game, to be honest with you. And if you talk to most experts, I think they would have said the same thing. And I think the team to beat them that has the best chance right now, I think, is the Raiders or the Pittsburgh Steelers. I have a feeling that we will not see the Pittsburgh, or we will not see the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I think that I just got a feeling there's going to be some miscues, maybe some injuries. They're just not going to click this year. Just a gut feeling that I have. Because realistically, I can't see them winning back-to-back Super Bowls. I just don't see that with the competition that's out there in the AFC. So I'm going to go with my heart right now. I'm going to say The Raiders, if not, I'm going to say the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think those are fair assessments. Like I said, for me, it's just Patriots. It's the old Ric Flair saying, to be the man, you got to beat the man.
That's why I'm thinking that Mexico game is key. I think if the Raiders can beat them, that will say a lot.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's a Seattle Patriot rematch, but I could easily see either the Raiders or the Steelers slipping into that role. So it's going to be a very competitive NFL season. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to throw out a couple of just my predictions for awards, Kevin. Feel free to top in if you want.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Rookie of the year. As for me, it's a pretty steep competition. I think it's going to be a running back this year. As much as I'd love to say Kareem Hunt for the Kansas City Chiefs, I think actually the guy who's got the inside track is Dalvin Cook of the Minnesota Vikings. He is the clear cut.
Really?
I think he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder for how he fell in the draft. I think they've got a decent offensive line in Minnesota. I think he's going to be featured heavily there. Kansas City will be featuring Hunt, but not quite as much because they do have some receiving weapons in Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. I think Leonard Fournette by the end of the season is going to be so beat up from Jacksonville because they will have no passing game at all. He's going to see eight men in the box all day long. I don't think there's any of the receivers this year that could stand out pretty good. Maybe an underdog pick for me would be O.J. Howard or DeShone Kizer, the Cleveland quarterback.
Oh, man, I was totally thinking that. My pick, I was going to say my wish pick would be DeShone Kizer. I would love to see a Cleveland Brown rookie quarterback win that. But I'm also thinking of, hold on, what's his name? DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Okay.
There. Just kidding. See if you're paying attention. No, Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's an outside pick. Like I said, yes. I just think he's by the end of
Remember
the year.
Remember DeBrickashaw, though? Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, okay, you'll like this, Kevin. Defensive player of the year. This is, again, my same Patriots theory. To be the man, you got to beat the man. Khalil Mack.
Yes, I'm all over that, man. Oh, my God, I'm all over Mack on that. Yeah, he's – and this is going to be – this is going to be a this is like double-edged sword, though, because I think has the chance to take that, but that's also going to ride – make his stock rise to get a nice payday next year from the Raiders.
I have a very good feeling, if nothing else, when it's all said and done, Khalil Mack will end up being the highest paid defensive player in NFL history.
Yeah. He's got to step it up though. But I think if anyone could, he definitely could.
Yeah. Coach of the year. I'm going to go a little surprise here. I think it's going to be a coach who doesn't necessarily win a lot of games, but I like Hugh Jackson of the Cleveland Browns because I really think they're going to
you and I are on the same page here, man. I'm rooting for that guy. I really am. I was a fan of Hugh Jackson when he was with the Raiders. I was upset when he was cut or fired. I like him. I think he's a good coach. And I would love for Cleveland to be that surprise team and have a lot of these young players excel. And I would love to see success with Hugh Jackson.
And finally, we have the NFL MVP.
This is you go ahead. I've got my vote.
Okay. Everybody and their brother is probably going to pick Tom Brady, and I can't. He's going to put up huge numbers this year. He's got so many offensive weapons, and he could end up being the offensive player of the year. But I am going with a bit of a dark horse. I am picking Le'Veon Bell of the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is a guy who's playing on a contract franchise tag, feels disrespected. He's got something major to prove. I think he could put up huge numbers this year.
You know who would have won the MVP last year if they hadn't gotten hurt?
Yeah, Derek Carr.
And deservingly so. It shows what happens. When he got hurt and he was out, look what happened to the Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going with that pick this year. He is going to get MVP of the year.
Yeah, and I think that's a realistic prediction. I think the Raiders are such an interesting dynamic I think, in the NFL this year, and I have no problem admitting that, because we saw what they could do with everybody healthy. To me, the biggest questions are, you know, Derek Carr, as much as I hate, it's the old cliche, Kevin, and you're going to shoot me for it, he's not playoff tested yet.
True.
And my questions are, and I'll be first to say, I am a Marshawn Lynch fan. I love the way he plays. I love his running style. And he's going to a team with a good offensive line. But it's been, he took a full year off and is
going you to be keep bringing years. That up. That means nothing right now, man. That means he's healthy. And he's not, he wasn't sitting on a bench eating Skittles the whole time. Stop bringing that up. Come on.
He was traveling the world.
Come on.
No, I'm just saying, but the question being is, can his body handle a full 16 game season?
He's had a year rest. I'm going to say yes, unless he gets, I could see he could get injured.
You guys' Achilles heel is your secondary.
Yes. But, you know, we also have a good backup running back, and we got a good tight end now, Jared Cook. So I think we're going to be a surprise on that offense. And I think that I don't think we're going to use Khalil Mack as a crutch. Marshawn Lynch is a crutch. We're not going to use him as a crutch. He's not going to be like our end-all savior for our running back problem. We haven't had running back problems that bad. We've been kind of mediocre to better, but I think Khalil Mack is going to be a good addition, but we're not going to be all about, I mean, we got Derek Carr, dude. This guy slings it, man. And I think that Marshawn Lynch is going to be able to catch some passes on the outside as well, but we're not leaning on him. We got a really good offense that got a lot of good, like 12, you know, a lot of good players on that side. Who's your surprise prediction for the season?
Okay. I have a couple surprise predictions. One again, and I go back to this. So if you've been listening to the show, it might not seem like a surprise. I say the Cleveland Browns win at least 5 football games this year. That's for surprise prediction. Surprise prediction number 2, and I'm going to go crazy on this one, Kevin. I think the same quarterback will lead the league in touchdown passes and interceptions thrown this year. And that will be Jameis Winston.
That's it? He's going to throw the same amount of touchdowns and interceptions?
No. He's going to lead the league in touchdown passes, but he's also going to lead the league in interceptions.
That's what I meant. That's what I said. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to agree with you on the Cleveland Browns, but I'm going to give them more wins than you did. My bold prediction is I think they're going to be above 500. I think they're going to be I'm hoping that they will be a wild card playoff contender. What was my other prediction that is bold? I think the Falcons are going to collapse.
Okay. And I think I think the Falcons are definitely one of the more interesting storylines of this NFL season.
Yeah. I don't see them being half the team they were last year. Maybe 3/4. I'll give them that. But I think they're going to, in good teams predicted to do well, I think they're going to collapse. And that could be like a 9-7 or an 8-8. I'm not saying they're going to go 5 wins or 4 wins, but I think they're going to collapse compared to what we're used to or what we're expecting them to happen to them.
Oh, I do have one other kind of, I think, surprising prediction, but it makes me sad to make sure. I think we are going to learn that Adrian Peterson is finally at the end of the road.
You think so?
Yeah. I think we're going to learn amount of abuse he's put on his body over the years, and the mileage is going to catch up with him, and it's going to be kind of one of those like a lot of great players, they have that one season in an oddball jersey, like Emmett Smith in a Cardinals jersey for a year.
Well, I think that it would be fitting before we end this episode, and I didn't really ask you this before we started recording. I think that we should look at this first weekend of games and kind of pick out some games to watch. And I also wanted to take this opportunity to remind you and the listeners that I'm going to actually be at one of these games. I'm going to go up to Tennessee and watch my Oakland Raiders open up the season against them. They've been there for the last 3 years and they've won them. But I think Tennessee's a better game. But I wanted to ask you, what are you think are the marquee games in this opening season? Let me briefly go over them real quick. We've got Thursday night, your Kansas City Chiefs at New England. Then we've got Buffalo hosting the Jets, Atlanta at Chicago, Houston hosting Jacksonville, Philadelphia at Washington, Arizona at Detroit, Oakland at Tennessee, Tampa Bay and Miami's obviously postponed, Cincinnati hosting Baltimore, Pittsburgh at Cleveland, Indianapolis at LA Rams, Seattle at Green Bay, Carolina at San Francisco. The Sunday night game is Giants at Dallas, and the two Monday night games are New Orleans at Minnesota and Chargers at Denver.
Okay, well, I think we have two really premier games with a third game that could be quite interesting. I think our two premier games are Seattle, Green Bay, and Kansas City, New England. I think the third game that's going to be – actually, two games that are going to be quite interesting are your Raiders versus the Titans, and I think the Dallas Cowboys and New York Giants always put on a show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think those are your four pay attention to games this week.
Yeah, I would agree. Those are definitely good calls. I'm trying to think of the other must watch games here. That Green Bay and Seattle game. I think that's going to be something that's going to be interesting and kind of tell the tale between those two front runners there. I'm kind of curious to see the LA Chargers at Denver for some reason. I'm not sure why. I think that's AFC more of an West. AFC West interest to kind of see what we're looking at, because we obviously feel that our teams are going to be in the top two, but we have to worry about these other two, you know. And I got to tell you, the Chargers have always played the Raiders hard. It has never been a walkthrough with that team when it comes to the games between my Raiders and the Chargers. And even though they're LA now, I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen between those two.
Yeah, I actually think both Monday night games have interesting storylines to them. Obviously, Raiders Chargers, if you're an AFC West fan, or Broncos Chargers. But I also think the New Orleans Minnesota game has some interest in it too, because I think those are two teams that are going to be in the mix an awful lot and that could go either way. And there's players in both of those games. You got Drew Brees, you got Adrian Peterson on the New Orleans side. You look over at Minnesota, you've got Dalvin Cook premiering. You're going to see if Minnesota is going to be legit or not right out of the gate.
Yeah, I got to tell you though, the Monday night choices seem to me a little lackluster.
Well, and I think that's been that way for a while, because I think the NFL has really made the Sunday night game the premier game. And as long as ESPN has the Monday night contract, I think that's always going to be the case.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad.
They should have put like Oakland and Tennessee on a Monday night, you know, or something. I wonder what was that about?
Well, again, I think if you look over,
I would have rather have watched Pittsburgh at Cleveland on a Monday night, to be honest with you. That would have been fun.
Yeah. I think that's just one of my things that kind of makes me sad about the current state of the NFL. I remember the Monday night game was always the premier game.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
But it's now Sunday night, and you know, I hope someday Monday Night Football comes back to that glory spot. At least that and the Sunday night game are like your two premier games. But, you know,
they got to get rid of those Thursday night games. So I'm done with those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those have got to go. But, Kevin, the season is here. Fantasy football is here. Chiefs and Raiders are here. Let the war begin. And we know now for 2 weeks during the remainder of this year, you and I are not friends.
This is true. We're enemies. Hey, man, we're also competing on the fantasy football leagues. We're in two leagues together, so that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and I'm in four altogether. My brain's going to explode before the end of the season.
I kept mine to three. I ended up being the GM or the commish for all three of them, because I wanted a Yahoo, an ESPN, and NFL.
The Kevin Reitzel power trip, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Looking forward to talking more football with you, brother. It's one of the things I love about you, that we both nerd out and we're big football fans. So appreciate you for all that.
Yep. And on that note, I think we just had a Tyreek Hill 101-yard kickoff return against the Raiders. And it's back to the end zone. The season is here. Let's go do this.
Go Raiders!
Thank you, everyone, for listening. You have a great night and a great 2017 NFL season.